Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on in Creighton today with Steve Schindler at Midwest Bank?
Bill. Well, what's going to happen in the future? You guys ever wonder that?
All the time.
Well, we're going to find out, because guess what Steve brought in? He brought in a fortune teller. He's got a fortune teller that's going to come in. They've got a tent set up inside of the lobby where you get to come in, do your banking, then go in and see where your life's going. So they brought in professional.
Awesome idea.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome
from,
idea.
From Pocatello, Idaho.
Really? Oh, yes. A female.
Female from Pocatello, Idaho. Then off to the side, if he had just a minor little question or something, he's kind of going to get answered, just like one real brief. Shin Daddy's doing that with the old eight ball. To shake the eight ball and get the answer. Yeah. Shin Daddy's doing that to solve some other problems. Small problems. Future here. Questions answered by Shin Daddy with the eight ball. So that's going on.
Great
today.
Idea.
Great
that's
idea.
A good,
it's a so
fun
you
idea.
Come, imagine coming like that and just find out, hey, what's going to happen in the next 5 years? What's going on? Will I ever get a job?
So they brought in a yeah. woman. A woman.
From Pocatello,
from
Idaho.
Pocatello.
Yeah, she's coming out that. And then,
are there male palm readers?
I've never seen one.
Never.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I've never seen
never.
One.
Never. I don't want one.
Yeah. You could know. So
don't
you,
touch my
fortune
hand.
Fortune teller. There's going to be. There's gonna, what's the. Is it Tourette?
Yeah, Tourette? Tarot card.
Tarot.
Tarot.
Is it Tarot? Are you sure?
Is it? I have no idea.
Help. T-A-R-O-T. Is it Tarot or is it Tarot?
Breakers. 464-5685. It's T-A-R-O-T. How's it pronounced?
Yeah.
Tarot?
You feel confident it's Tarot?
I don't know.
I always thought it was a Tarot card. Like Tarot.
But that will be happening
help
today.
Us.
Yeah, help us out, textures. 464-5685.
There'll be palm reading cards and the crystal ball. The crystal ball will be
844?
844. Runs all the way till 344. 844 to 3. And again, Shin Daddy, got a quick question? Answer it right there for you.
Gotcha.
Eight ball.
Yeah, eight ball.
You don't see those very much.
You don't see them much anymore. You know what they
did when our time.
They were in everyone's basement had one. That and a Ouija board.
Yep. Ouija board.
Ouija board was a good one.
Rubik's Cube came out.
Yeah. Ouija board. You have to remember that? Mm-hmm. Oh, that was incredible.
Mm-hmm. I like the eight ball.
Eight ball was really
eight
good.
Eight ball freaked you out.
Yeah.
We have mixed answers on
great.
Tarot versus tarot. Half are saying it's tarot like carrot, like I said, and someone's saying it's tarot like you said.
Like Rob.
So we don't know. No one actually knows how to say tarot or tarot.
I don't know.
No one knows.
But this is indoor activity.
Indoor activity. Midwest Bank. It's hot outside.
This is Creighton, Nebraska.
Now people are saying tarot, so.
I think tarot's right.
I always said tarot.
Got you on this one, Jake.
Been wrong my whole life, apparently.
Got you on this one.
Tarot cards. Yeah.
It's the worst. You know how hot it was at the country club?
I got beat up for that one, by the way,
on the
text line. It's fine. I'll take that.
Just go swim in the pool for a few
hours. Yeah.
You might have the option of picking rain.
Are they bringing our iced tea out pretty soon? This is horrible.
It's different as a worker versus someone having fun at the golf course.
Can we order off the menu?
I want you guys to go in that picker for an hour. Just in 105-degree heat.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah. That engine is hot in there. It was kind of fun for the first 10 minutes. Then it got really hot.
You
got
to dodge out of this, Jake.
No.
Yeah, walk away, Jake.
Tarot is how you say that.
Okay.
By the way, someone else said for that, cutting tobacco in Southeast Kentucky was very hot.
That's got to be
I imagine
something.
It was.
That's got to be something.
I imagine that was terrible.
Well, yes. If you're in Kentucky, Mississippi in the summer doing anything outside, it's going to, you know, that area, Florida. Yeah.
It's rough.
Rough duty. What? Okay, let's get some sports.
464-5685, call or text as always. Saw this list come out yesterday from EA Sports. They put out their top 25 toughest places to play in college football.
Why do I only have 10?
Well, there's 25. Okay. Nebraska did not make the list for Memorial Stadium, did not make the list. Number one, toughest place to play. This is because kudos to Trev Alberts.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Field.
Yeah, because he created the
Texas A&M is the number one hardest place to play, followed by, again, this is per EA Sports, Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Florida State, and Florida. Mm-hmm. Now,
is this in order?
That is the order they put as the toughest places to play based on how they've done at home, crowd size over the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years is how they came up with the list. I was surprised that Kyle Field was number one based on the record. You know, Georgia hasn't lost a game in a couple of years at home.
Yeah,
A&M has.
Between the hedges.
That's not vicious between the hedges.
It's not.
It's not. It's a great place to play.
It's not vicious.
I don't think if you talk to coaches, no, and Alabama would not even compare to LSU as far as a Saturday night. And the one that's not even on the list is Auburn. Auburn's insane.
Tough.
Insane.
You always say that.
And then Penn State should be moved way up.
Where's Penn State?
They're like, what, seventh or eighth?
They're sixth.
Sixth.
That's pretty good.
But Penn State's ahead of Ohio State.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Penn State's ahead of Ohio State. Wisconsin on a night game when they're cranked up, it's incredible. It doesn't hit all the time.
It doesn't hit all the time.
It doesn't hit. But the one
me and Jake have seen it when it doesn't hit.
Like you said, Clemson should be on there.
Where's Clemson?
Are they even listed?
I have the top 10. I don't have
Clemson
the top 25.
Was at number 12. Okay. They're at 12th.
The reason Nebraska's not on here is I think 34 and 31 is what I got in the last 65 games. So in the college playoff era.
So is this based off of just like, here's what the win-loss record is?
So let me give you what this is from EA Sports, how they describe the toughest places to play. It says, the development team worked to compile a list of the top 25 toughest places to play, factoring in historical stats such as home winning percentage, home game attendance, active home winning streaks, team prestige, and more. That's how these rankings were compiled by the EA Sports development team.
Okay. Now, the sheer,
for home field advantage.
The sheer pageantry of A&M, it's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
When the core marches in and that it is it's like a Thunderdome you get inside of it.
And the size is impressive.
But if you not because I actually was lucky enough to coach there, but everyone's going to say, you know, LSU on a Saturday night. I mean,
this is a tough place to play.
Oh, it's nuts.
It's tough.
103,000. It's craziness. Yeah, Alabama's a really good place to play, but it wasn't one where you're just going, hey, we're going into a Thunderdome here. No, that wasn't the.
I'd say Ohio State at night is a Thunderdome, and I'd say Penn State at night is a Thunderdome.
Yeah, yes,
those are the ones that make the most.
Penn State's the one that's in the Big Ten. I don't think it's even close.
What?
Or if there's a big Penn State's number one.
Okay,
in the Big Ten
over Ohio State at night.
Yes,
really.
Yes.
Okay,
I'd go Penn State. Penn State whiteouts where I would go.
Okay,
yeah,
I'd say Ohio State's two.
I would agree with that.
Then Iowa's high. Iowa's
really good.
Iowa's at 20th per this list of the top 25 toughest places to play.
You have to remember when you get the fan base, like, what do you look for? And some of them aren't the same, but, like, what do you love about Iowa playing there or Colorado is the fandom. You can touch them.
Right on.
When you're talking to your players, there's somebody right here yelling at you. I mean, and it's awesome. I mean, you want to play with fans that close to
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really, really cool.
They're right on you.
And you could do that at Nebraska. Real simple. How would you do that? Do it at Michigan State. You drop the field.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy.
It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You dig it all out and you drop the field down like 7, 8, 10 yards like that. Then you can bring the fans in into it like that. So there's a way to make them even closer if you ever wanted to do that. But it's really when the fans are close like that and you're in that's a lot of fun. But just if you talk to anyone in the SEC, everybody's going to go like, whoa. How's Alabama fared at Auburn? They've lost some big games and it's been brutally tough, right? Yeah. They've had way better teams sometimes, and it's like the miracle they won. Just to go to
Auburn's tough and not on this list.
Yeah,
not in the top 25.
Auburn's at 14th. Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Oh God,
14th.
I'm sorry.
They're not top 10.
They're top 10.
Yeah, I got top 10.
The swamp is unreal. I mean, they nailed that.
I'm surprised that, and I am a Florida State. I would say I'm like a pseudo Florida State fan. 9's high. It seems that's
for
not
Doug
a real.
Campbell.
Yeah, I don't think it's a real hard place to play. I wonder what Marty would say. Yeah. Or his son Bennett. I don't think it's a hard place to play.
A couple places Nebraska has played at in the last, I don't know, 15 years or so. I mean, they were at Virginia Tech.
Hard.
So that was 17th at Lane Stadium. That was Nebraska lost.
Hard place to play. They lost because of they're in three deep coverage and safety blew a coverage. It was a freak show.
It was
a freak show.
You know who that was.
Yeah, I'm not saying his name.
I'm not going to either. But
Sue, that was when you started.
Danny Cole got behind this.
Danny Cole
person.
Got behind him.
Tyrod Taylor, quarterback.
Yeah, and that was when you started realizing, okay, Sue can play.
Yeah.
That game, you're like, okay.
Whoa.
Tyrod Taylor didn't know what to do with him.
No, he didn't. Other place, Michigan Stadium is 16th on the list for the Wolverines.
I love Michigan Stadium, and people always push back on, I think you have pushed back on this.
It's
a
not
hard
loud.
Place to play. Oh, I disagree 100%.
It's not that loud.
Bill?
Yeah.
No. Bill. Loud.
That would be if you went to every Big Ten person that's ever played, and they're like, "Is it really loud?" No, it's not really that loud. It's not, and they have 110,000.
I've been there.
Oh, other ones. Where's Neyland at? Where's
Neyland,
Tennessee at?
Tennessee's at 13th on the list.
Yeah, that's a real one.
13th.
That's a real one.
Yeah. Michigan's loud.
Are you curious about other stadiums that have not seen? Any other ones that you thought should be on this list that you didn't see?
No, and I just thought Auburn was the one that stood out the most to me.
Would you agree with Utah? Rice-Eccles is at 18th on this list.
It could probably be higher. Maybe after like 15th or something.
Where's Autzen?
Autzen's at 11th.
Okay.
11th, just outside the top 10.
Rice-Eccles probably seats about 56,000 right on top of you.
The reason I asked about Autzen on the heels of Rice-Eccles is because they're similar size. Rice-Eccles and Autzen are similar size stadiums. They're not big.
BYU will get real on a night game. That's 70,000.
They did
people.
Not make the list.
That's a real place. That's when you go, oh, wow, that's going to get real. Oh, another one that will turn into a complete Thunderdome when they're playing well and they're playing really well is Fresno State.
Oh,
didn't make the
Sunken
list.
Sunken down in.
Yep.
You'll go down in there. They will get wound up. They will get wound up.
Interesting.
Just give me a couple off the radar places.
Here's a couple. Okay, Albertson Stadium, Boise State, 24th on the list. Toughest places to play.
It's too far. Fans are on the moon. Too far away.
So you disagree.
Disagree.
I mean, I think Nebraska.
It's a cool stadium, but it's like, no.
Doesn't Nebraska battle that a little bit? The fans are pretty far away.
They are.
They're back. If he
closer
can move
in the
them
end
in.
Zone, but the back, they're a long ways back. Those first rows of seats aren't even very good seats.
I totally agree.
Two or three on either side. I didn't want to. I'm trying to see over the top of the team. It's not very good seats.
I'm going
to
guess you guys have both been here. I'm going to guess you both will push back on this being in the top 25. Spartan Stadium, Michigan State, 22nd.
Surprised it's in there. I am. I was surprised it's in there. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I don't get it at all.
Ahead of South Carolina?
That's at 15th. Williams-Price Stadium is at 15th for South Carolina, so that is ahead of Michigan State. But still, Michigan State, I wouldn't think they'd ever be a top 25 toughest place to play.
Maybe they have
they
a good
playoff,
record.
They've had some good years with Mark D'Antonio back in the day.
Maybe they have a good record at home. They must.
They might. Arkansas, 23rd in the list. Notre Dame, 21st. Davis-Wade Stadium, Mississippi State, 25 on the list there.
It's a pretty cool place.
That is essentially...
That's pretty cool. The Cowbells.
And then Darrell Royal, Texas, 19th.
No.
On the list here.
High.
Too high for them?
High.
Yeah, you've... Jake, come on. Of all people, you've been there.
I have.
It's pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
It's pretty relaxed.
I walked into an overtime game there. I walked in.
Think about that. That's a great story.
The game was still going on, so let's see, you know, if people are still out there. No one's attending the gate. I walk into the student section. The first section I walk into was the student section as the game goes to overtime.
Nobody attending the game.
No one there.
Texas against Oklahoma State. Texas loses. I go and I just throw horns down to the student section. Did not get beat up and walked out unscathed as a happy man. I'll show you guys a picture.
He walks in, watches overtime. They lose, horns down. Peace out. I'm going back to the country club. I'm going back to the country club.
Went and had some barbecue. Went to 6th Street and just drank and had some barbecue. Said, that's too bad, Texas. Horns down. Horns down the student section.
Look at the albino. They were so freaked out that an albino was giving them horns down.
Just came in here with a blue shirt on.
It's a checkered shirt. Yeah, it's checkered with blue.
Was it checkered? Yeah,
there's no Texas or Oklahoma State colors at all.
It's just the student section. Horns down.
At the start of overtime.
There's an albino here.
That guy get in.
You went to a Kansas game, too.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Wearing
what?
Wearing a Dolphins shirt that day.
That's okay.
I wanted to storm the field so badly because they were playing Oklahoma. They should have won the game. Caleb Williams takes the ball from his running back to get the first down. Rips it out of his arm to extend the game. Yeah. They win the game. That would have been an epic. I mean, third quarter, they were sending out on social media posts saying, hey, if you're not at the game, get to the game, free admission. Students were flocking in during the third quarter.
That's right.
So to watch. They weren't there.
It was an 11 a.m. game, right?
Yes, it was 11 a.m. They weren't even there.
Talk about a bad stadium, had a track around it. Anytime you have a track around your stadium, it's like, what are we doing?
It was picturesque. You got to give it that, the KU Stadium. Yeah. It was in a picturesque area, but you're right. It wasn't loud.
K-State. Really, that can
be tough.
That can get going.
Can be tough.
That seat's about 46,000, I believe.
Not big, but can be tough. Yeah. I totally agree with you on that.
So there's your top 25 toughest places to play via EA Sports. Nebraska not on the list there.
34-31 in our last 65. That's a stunning record. It's a stunning, it's just, how is that possible type of record? That's it.
If that loss to Troy at home.
Stop.
No, when you saw all those, when you
NIU,
see those ridiculous numbers NIU. Right
Georgia
away.
Southern.
It's like, I don't know if people in the past have thought it, but just like the brilliance of Rule to take the job when you have those numbers. Because you have one thing with every, you have to depart. I left it better than what it was.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And so the odds are this will go really well. I mean, because you don't realize how bad they were.
Right.
I mean, against ranked teams, it was, 2-29?
Yeah. Until you start reading, and start you, when you start reading
Iowa,
these numbers.
Yes, for Iowa from a couple of years ago.
It was 1-29.
Was it 1-29 against ranked?
It was just one.
But anyway, my point is that it's so if you're taking the job, you're like going, guys, they've won big here. They have a ton of money. They have the sellout streak going. The fan base loves you. You're talking about, you're not trying to get things going. We're going to go to Purdue and try to get things going here, try to get some fan base. You're like, not really.
Not really.
They'll get a little excited, but nothing like here.
No.
It doesn't even come close. So,
no. I see what you're saying.
I mean, to take the job when you look at it, because you walked into okay, what jobs you want to walk into? You go, that's going to be a tough job. How are you going to hold up? You're going to hold up to that.
Right.
Think how hard that can be. When you take, it's like, you know, going to Alabama. It's a tough job. These jobs are tough.
Right.
This one, it's tough.
But
you're going to look way better. Right now, you just have fans telling me, it's like, can we win 6? We get to a bowl game.
Right.
That's what they say.
Right.
So you're trying to win 6.
Well, I don't know if six would do it for people.
Well, I know, like, but I mean,
my point is, that would make people happy, seven though.
That's what I mean.
I mean, seriously.
I'm splitting hairs. As a staff, you're in a great spot.
Pretty good spot. Pretty good spot. I mean, those records, those numbers that we lay out are incredible when you think about them. They're only 34-31 at home in their last 65. Really? Yeah, that's incredible. Some of those numbers really stop you in your tracks. That's one, maybe above all, that stops me in my tracks.
Makes me shiver. Not a good way. Yeah. Ugh, don't like that. When we come back, Bills thrills, Dems fighting words Wednesday. Next on Early Break of the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.